This is March 22nd, 1999. Mr. Graham, I want to start this morning just asking you some questions about where you were born and where you grew up and kind of just hearing about you. So, so tell me where you were born.
I was born out in a little town about 8 miles out west of Mooresville in a little place called Mayhew Town, which is in Iredell County.
So is it north of Mooresville?
Just west of Mooresville.
Just west of Mooresville.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I went to church out there at Morris Chapel United Methodist Church.
Okay. So what, is it still called, is that area still called Mayhew Town?
Yeah,
it's still
Roy Chapel.
And it's still called
Mayhew. Still.
Well, did you have any brothers or sisters?
Yeah, I have one brother and a sister. Both of them are married and have children, grandchildren.
Are they still living? Go ahead.
Yeah, one lives here in Mooresville, another lives up Troutman, a rural area out there.
So tell me about when you first went to school, when you were living in Mayhew Town.
When I first went to school? Well, I didn't go to school in Mooresville, but I went to school out at Morris School out on Burley School Road. I went out there for 3 years, I guess, and then we moved up to Troutman, and I went to South Iredell. I finished school up there. It was a Rosemore school. And when I first went there, it was 2 rooms. They built 1 room, another room, made it 3 rooms. And it went to the 8th grade, but we didn't get credit for 8th grade, no certificate or nothing for 8th grade. So that's where I finished. And I went in service up there in 1943. Came out and came to Mooresville in 46 and started the taxi building. And this Dunbar School that you were wanting to talk about, I remember when it was built, but I didn't go. I had some children that went there. And our first principal we had at Dunbar, he was a black man, but he passed as a white man, and he ate in the cafes till they found out that he was principal at Dunbar School.
Is this Mr. Woods?
Woods,
is this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then,
so they stopped him from eating in the cafe.
Oh my goodness, that's a that's an interesting story.
So,
going back to when you were going to school. At Morris and it sat at South Iredell. What were some of the classes? Were there some classes you liked in particular, or tell me some what some of the classes
that you took? I liked the mathematics and geography. Those were the two subjects that I really liked. I was a little poor in spelling, but
I was too.
Reading, I did very well in reading, but I was poor in spelling. I had real good teachers that. That time. My first went up to Miss Harley, Miss Wilkins with teachers. I really enjoyed going to Miss Wilkins. She was real nice too.
So what kind of things did y'all do? Yeah, what kind of things do y'all usually do after school?
Yeah, we planted crops, cotton and corn. And then in the fall we had to gather the corn. But we never, my family never get rich. Iced potatoes and peas. They thought there was more money in peas. So, I never had to pick too much
probably just as well, huh?
Yeah.
So did your family own land?
In 1928 and bought it up, and that's when we moved up to Troutman on the farm, bought a farm up there. Mm-hmm. And that stayed in the family, well, part of it's still in the family. Part of it owned, still owns some of it.
So let's see. So did you play any sports when you were in school, or did you play baseball?
Yeah, we played baseball. I was baseball. I love baseball. Yeah, we didn't have basketball like the children do now.
Oh, but, sure.
Basketball. Uh-huh. Baseball was my. But I haven't had to have an operation for appendicitis.
Oh.
That time they didn't allow you to play for a year afterwards, and that I just quit baseball then. And back in wrong 50s, I had a little baseball team here,
mm-hmm.
and we played around different places. Country and had nice little games.
So you were stationed, so you went into the service in 43, you mm-hmm. said. So where were you stationed when you were in the service?
I took my training in Camp Lee, Virginia, and went to Omaha, Nebraska for mm-hmm. advanced training.
Mm-hmm.
From there to Africa, and from Africa to India.
Uh-huh.
Back home.
Yeah. My grandparents actually met in about 1945 in India. They were both over there.
Yeah.
She was a nurse and he was an enlisted man.
In
so they met over there.
Around Bombay and Calcutta.
I bet that was a neat experience to be in a different place, a lot different than Mooresville, I guess.
Africa would, and Africa was nice in Africa, but in there it was dirty.
And just a lot of
It's nice experience. I'd like to go back over there now and see how it looks.
I'm sure it's probably not as different as we'd like to think it was. Yeah. Well, so you said that you moved to Mooresville in early 1950s.
Mm.
You moved to Mooresville in the early
1950s. In 1946. Uh-huh. Last of 1946.
Okay, okay.
When I came out of the Army, I came on down here and uh-huh. started my tax bill.
Okay.
October of 96.
Was it kind of a neat idea, the idea of moving into town? Did you like that idea, or was that kind of appealing to you, or?
Well, yeah, it appealed to me. Overseas there, they had a lot of taxes, but different from
mm-hmm.
ours here. I mean, they call it hack, and the old cars wasn't no count. I guess I just got interested, and when I came back, I said I wasn't farming no more.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I took up. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow. Was it difficult at first to get your business started?
No, my uncle had started it. In 1926, I believe, when he started. He passed, and his son-in-law had it when I come home.
Uh-huh.
And they wasn't doing no good with it, and that's when I bought it. Started out.
So you bought it from your from them?
Yeah, it's been in the family all the time.
That's neat. Wow. Well, now, let's see. I'm trying to, don't want to jump around too much. So I wanted to, so you said that your children had gone to school at Dunbar.
Yeah.
And that they all graduated before 66 or before the schools had integrated.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, so tell me about, so when they were going to Dunbar, what kind of things did they play in the sport? Sports or play in the band or?
Yeah, they played basketball, but I didn't have any playing. In fact, they didn't have a baseball team, but they played basketball. I had one girl who was real good in basketball. And the boy was fairly well.
Was there a big, you know, did a lot of people in the community go to the basketball games on Friday night?
Well,
was that a big part of it? Or?
They always had a nice crowd, yeah.
What kind of, do you remember kind of the things that your children enjoyed studying at Dunbar a lot? What were some of the subjects that maybe they enjoyed? Or do you remember if they enjoyed any of the subjects in particular?
I had one daughter, so she went to college 1 year, wouldn't go back.
I know that feeling. Woo! Yeah.
But I didn't have any of them get any scholarships on anything.
Did you have opportunities to go and visit the school when your kids were going there?
Yeah, we went to school.
So
certain days, some days they had to go and eat, parents go and eat with children.
I haven't been able to talk with anyone who can tell me kind of what Dunbar was like. So I wonder if you could
kind of
tell me.
That's the reason I was wanting that girl.
You went to visit, so you could tell me about that.
She could have told you more about it than I did. I didn't visit like I should because my manufacturing business, I didn't.
I understand that. I was just wondering, you were talking about, you know, I was wondering how many rooms it was or kind of what it looked like.
Yeah.
Just things like that. That's all.
I couldn't tell you how many rooms it was at first. But I guess, let me see. 1, 2, 3, I guess about 5 rooms at first.
It was pretty big,
then,
so.
Yeah, and then they added on to it. It was pretty large till they tore some of it down. Yeah, after the segregation.
I wanted to kind of find when you first moved to Mooresville, and so we're in the late 1940s or 1950s. Where did you all go? Did you go downtown to go to the movies? Or I was trying to get, you know, what were some of the things that you got involved in?
I had a little movie here then. But that was about all they had. I mean, a couple little restaurants, one on West End and one on each night, and people went on the weekends through the week. But I opened up a restaurant in 1950, and we ran it to 1956. And my wife took sick and closed it down. And that took up a lot of time that we didn't get to go to the school to see what was going on. Because the kids would run over there right across the street from the creek. They'd run over there in lunchtime and try to steal potato chips.
Oh, goodness. From your restaurant?
Yeah,
oh, goodness.
We sold hot dogs and hamburgers. We really, Mr. Wood didn't like for them to come over there and eat because he wanted to eat in the
They weren't getting the
but
cabbage.
But they'd slip over there. Let's see if that deal come home. No,
I certainly, if you could just tell me her name at the end, I could call her and set up a time when I could come talk with her. That certainly wouldn't be, that wouldn't be hard for me to do.
Wouldn't be hard. No, not at all.
Well, the restaurants, you had mentioned about how Mr. Woods would go to some of the restaurants and he would pass for being white. Mm-hmm. So at that time, were all the restaurants in Mooresville pretty much segregated?
Yeah,
I mean, as far
as segregated. Most of them had a little section where the light could go and be served. Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. And have one or two seats where they could sit down, but not no whole lot. But to get, they could get sandwiches and carry out.
And carry out. Mm-hmm. What about at the movies?
The movie was segregated. Uh-huh. We were upstairs in the movie, up in the valley.
Okay. I was talking to one, a white fellow who's a principal now, and he said that when he remembers when they first stopped separating, that he says a lot of the white people wanted to go sit up in the balcony too, because they liked being able to sit up there. So you mentioned that some of the students from Dunbar would come over to your restaurant during lunch.
Yeah.
What were some of the things you had talked about? You know how when you were out of school, you would go and work on the farm, or you know you would go and pick. So what were, do you kind of have a general idea? Maybe what some of the things, like if your kids, their age group, what were some of the things that they did after school? Where did they go hang out somewhere? Is there a special place they would went hang out?
Well, yeah, they had a little place where they could go and have music. But my children mostly came over and stayed with us.
Mm-hmm.
We had a little old jukebox in there, and they could dance a little bit in there.
Mm-hmm. I bet that was a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wanted to kind of ask specifically about the time that the public schools began to desegregate, which is about 65, 66, 67, about then.
Yeah.
I wondered if you had any memories or about what you remember, kind of about what the talk was about it in the black community and what concerns were there that you could identify or... Kind of what seemed to be going on with that at that time?
Yeah, at that time, I don't know. There was a whole lot of talk around me. I guess biggest concern was that the white didn't want to come to Dunbar. They wanted to close Dunbar.
That's you're jumping to one of my questions. Asking about what that was like.
Yeah, that was like, and they tried, because we fought it.
Mm-hmm.
They had all excuses. They had excuses that they didn't want their children riding across the railroad to get to Dunbar and all that. And so we told them our children have to cross the railroad to get to their school.
Yeah.
So that kind of closed down, and then they decided they was going to make it an elementary school and where it be, and so they did that for a while. But now they got it as a training school now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I didn't no problem.
They didn't really.
And really now, we never had no big deal with segregation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I guess we just like to be by ourselves, and it just kind of went along that way.
Yeah.
I mean, we was raised in, we know about what to expect.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't like people coming in here and not knowing what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
But it went along, the circuit went along pretty smooth, yeah. We had no big trouble.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Was there any kind of any fear that that there would be a, that there might be a some violence, or was that a worry?
Biggest fear came when Martin Luther King, when they killed Martin Luther King, that was the biggest fear.
68, I believe. Yeah.
That hit Mooresville, that was the biggest fear. Mm. They thought everything was going to go away while then.
Mm-hmm.
But it blew off in a week or two, I mean, no more about it.
Well, now that when they first decided to desegregate the schools, they did a freedom of choice plan. So I've been reading the old newspapers, and it said that the parents could choose, you know, that a black family could choose whether they wanted their children to go to the white school or go to Dunbar. And I just wondered, and I know that your children had already grown at this time, but you know, did you hear kind of any talk about whether or not, you know, that was a, did people really want to sign it, you know, sign the form, or was there kind of a worry about that?
I don't remember whether that ever happened or not.
Uh-huh.
I think it just went along. They just decided where they were going, to what schools they were going to, and it just went along that way. Because they left Dunbar as an elementary. They had Parkview as elementary. Those were two elementary schools and then the high school. Then they finally built a middle school, and they built South School after that. But other than that, I mean, it just, I can't say that we had any trouble, because it wasn't no big deal over it.
When the white students started getting bused to Dunbar, was there an issue about like the busing issue itself? You know, the fact that did the black and the white students ride in the bus together?
Yeah,
and
they rode together.
I mean, that just seemed, that again, that seemed to go kind of smoothly.
Yeah, it went along smoothly. I don't think ever anybody much ever got out of control over it.
Were there any kind of meetings about this time? Because you had mentioned, you know, they talked about, you know.
They had meetings talking about it.
Yeah. Yes. Did you ever get to go to any of the meetings, or you just kind of heard about
them? No, I didn't. Because
your kids were already grown.
My kids were out. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was working, and I didn't know.
Were the meetings usually at the churches, or did
that?
Were
yeah,
meetings?
They had at churches and at schools. Yeah.
Did you ever hear about any problems at first when the schools kind of integrated at first and they desegregated? Were there ever any talk about any problems with any teachers or anything?
No, wasn't no problem. Well, the only problem was about the teachers was that they didn't hire black like they did. Everybody thought they ought to hire more black than they did. Of course, that's still the day.
Sure.
So, but other than that, I mean, that was a big talk, I mean, about hiring black teachers.
Did any teachers, or did you know about any of the teachers from Dunbar? Did they go to teach at the, or did they continue to teach at Dunbar?
School,
yeah.
Any student from Dunbar?
Or the teachers who were at Dunbar. When they first integrated, did most of the teachers at Dunbar stay at
Dunbar? Most of them stayed,
stay
yeah.
At Dunbar.
And we've had some children that graduated from Dunbar that teachers taught here. Most of them are retired now. We've had some that went to college and came back and taught to him.
What do you think about Mooresville in 1999 now, yeah. As I was saying. Tell me what you think about, how do you think it's changed in some ways? What do
changed.
You see about Mooresville?
Mooresville just outgrown itself. That's the thing. I stayed on the planning board 15 years, and things, when I started on there, they were talking about what would happen in 20 years from then. And we went around and made surveys, talked. I went to Belk, the manager there, and asked him what he thought would happen in 20 years from now. And he told me then 77 wasn't even down over that time. But he said Belk would be over on 77 20 years from that day.
Mm-hmm.
And it happened.
Mm-hmm.
They planned way ahead. I mean, quite a way ahead of us. But we can't get our people to take interest in politics and know what's going on.
So right now, the city government is kind of set up. There's the mayor, I assume,
mm-hmm.
and then the city council.
Yeah.
So are there any black members of the city council right
yeah.
now? Okay.
We have one city council. We have three on the planning board. Mm-hmm. And we've got black incorporated position is around.
Mm-hmm.
They've always had enough, I mean, just to keep the problem down.
Right. Well, I've kind of skipped around again, but I was wondering if you could tell me a little bit about the church that you've grown up going to, or the church that you've gone to since you've come to Mooresville.
Mm-hmm.
Or have you gone to different churches,
mm-hmm.
or?
Have I gone?
Have you kind of gone to the same one since you've come to Mooresville?
I've gone to the same one that I've been, but I visit all the
churches.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I belong to the United Methodist Church, and I preach at three churches. They have one here in town and two out in the country.
Uh-huh.
And we visit the white visit us. Now, we got a program coming on next week after next.
Okay. Oh, I see. So they got, here, the joint service of
faith. Yeah, that's uh-huh. Sunday. But this
okay.
is the Holy Week service there.
I see.
See how it's lined
got it
out?
All, and, oh, yeah. Every day.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. They have a different one every day.
Yeah, every mm-hmm. night. Go to different churches every night.
Mm-hmm.
And it'd be at our church, and that one Wednesday night,
mm-hmm.
and that's white preacher.
Okay.
He'd be the speaker there that
uh-huh.
night.
Uh-huh.
We go around, I mean, we have a joint Easter service, we have a joint Martin Luther King Day,
mm-hmm.
and usually the white and the black all together.
Mm-hmm. Where do they usually have the Martin Luther King Day service?
Well, they go around different
churches.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Have it one church one year and another.
Mm-hmm.
Same way with the Easter program. Have it one year at one place and one next year another.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sure that's a nice thing to have all the
yeah.
community
mm-hmm.
together
yeah.
like that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, tell me what your children are doing now.
What my children doing? Mm-hmm. Well, two of them are retired from Burlington.
Okay. Okay. So they stayed in Mooresville?
No, one stayed about 5 miles out of town mm-hmm. down Keesler Farm Road.
Mm-hmm.
She retired last year. And my other one, she retired, I reckon just before Christmas.
Uh-huh.
And she lived out on the Amity Hill section
mm-hmm.
out there. My son, he's still working. He worked over to Freightline.
Okay. I was talking to one woman who came, a white woman who came to Mooresville about the time that Burlington was bought, mm-hmm. or it used to be owned by the
Mooresville Mill.
There was a family, the Abernathy family, I think she said they had owned it. And she kind of talked about how when Burlington bought the mill, that kind of, did things in town seem to kind of change with that? Or just kind of more people moving in and kind of?
Yeah, it changed. Mm-hmm. When Burlington come in, Mooresville Mill, they didn't work too many blacks. They worked some, but not too many. Mm-hmm. But when Burlington come in, I mean, it gave the black a chance of getting in the mill, mm-hmm. yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, I worked at Cascade Mill before Burlington bought Cascade out. Before I went to Army, I worked at Cascade. They were selling these plants. They used a lot of blacks up there. Uh-huh. They had more than that than they had at Mooresville Mill.
That's interesting.
Because selling these on that, and they hired a lot of black people. Mm-hmm. But Burlington was hard. They wouldn't hire black people to Mooresville Mill until after that.
That's interesting. So now, would you say, within the black community, is Burlington still the largest employer?
Burlington closing up.
Oh, it's okay.
Yeah.
The one that I passed when I came in here is that.
Mm-hmm. That's Burlington.
Okay, and they've officially closed.
Yeah.
They're going
out of business. So.
Oh, okay.
Next month.
Okay. Oh, that's right. They're going out of business.
Mm-hmm.
So as of right now, though, would you say, not realizing that it's going to close next month, but would you say right now that they're the biggest employer within the black community?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But these race car drivers coming in here taking over now.
Mm-hmm.
They are buying up everything.
Is there any... Does anyone see any plan for being able to, or is there any, what's going to happen after Burlington closes?
There's people already looking at it.
Yeah. About to buy it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I don't know if they're not sure what it's going to be, a warehouse or something, but there's other companies already looking at it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm sure that everybody will.
Yeah.
Will hope that they buy it before. What about the kind of the growth out on the lake? You know, everybody, a lot of people living at the lake. Is that, you feel like that's kind of changed Mooresville?
It's really changed Mooresville. Mooresville was dead till that lake came out there.
Uh-huh.
It was dead till that lake came out.
Probably brought a lot of money.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Those people out there on the lake now got money. I mean, they spend money.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure they do, of course, and even everybody who lives on the lake, even down in Cornelius and down near where we are too, it's the same kind of the same story. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that lake brought Mooresville out. Mooresville did till that lake came.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Is there getting to be a worry in Mooresville that the growth of Charlotte is just gonna
Charlotte will take over.
Has it kind of gotten
more of a just a sleeping bed now for Charlotte?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Has there been any talk about trying to, you know, work on preserving Mooresville as far as like kind of not? Mm-hmm. I know in Davidson that's been a big talk about not wanting Charlotte to come in and take over.
I don't know. I ain't uptown like I used to be. I don't know what the talk is up there. Mm-hmm. But I know it's growing. Mm-hmm. It's growing. Mm-hmm. It's a sleeping town for Charlotte. I know that.
Mm-hmm.
some of these days Charlotte will be taking over.
We're going to wake up and we're not going to know what happened.
Yeah.
Well, that finishes up all of my questions, mm-hmm. Mr. Graham. And I wanted to know if there was anything you wanted to talk about or any interesting stories that you have about Mooresville or just some of that story you told me about Mr. Woods. That was the most interesting thing. Goodness. And of course, I didn't know that. And I don't. You wouldn't learn that from reading the newspaper clippings.
Mm-hmm. No, you wouldn't set that in the newspaper. Yeah. But those are the things that happened back in those days, I mean, no big problem happened over them, thank goodness. Of course, when I started taxi business, down on the Mill Hill, like Wilton down there where they grow, they called us and if we went down there and they saw we were black, they'd come to the door and go back and shut the door in our face. But now, it's they ride or walk, because there's nothing else but black driving taxi now. So, no big deal over that. I mean, it just went along smooth, because if we didn't make no money, we just didn't make none. That was it.
Mm-hmm. 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 Oh, so right now, are you the only taxi service in Mooresville?
No, I've got a competitor, but not doing much. He's hauling most of the ones that I don't want to haul.
Oh, I see. Okay, well, that works out well then, doesn't it? Yeah.
That's the way things go, mm-hmm. I guess. It's down the road. I've got the best business. I'm satisfied.
So are you kind of right now, are you semi-retired? Do you consider yourself retired?
I'm retired.
You're retired, all right.
I stay home till about 1 o'clock, and I leave out and go see if the boys are doing all right around, go to the nursing homes and hospital, back home, that's it.
Mm-hmm. All right. That's a job in itself, I'm sure, going to visit people is. I think we can wrap this up then, Mr. Graham.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I hope I give you some of the things.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, you did.